Shabbos are carrying on, learning Nitei Gavriel, Hilchos Purim, Bezchus Rufus Shleim for Yosef Doi Ben Chela, Bezosh Or Chulei Yisrael. So we're talking about now up to the reading of the Megillah. Kodem HaBrochus, Yichav HaNakar Lehutzi HaSarabim Medeche Vosom, for the three brochus, the Baal Kurish have in mind to be Moitzi, the Olam, the Chiv, V'chein HaShomim Yichav Nelotzei Sidei Chavosom, and also the people listening have to have Kavona, to be Yotze, the obligation, the Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavona, according to the Puri Megodim. Hashem Lo Yomru Baruch Hu Rav Shemo, people listening should not say Baruch Hu Rav Shemo, V'yevet Im Omru, if V'yevet they said, Yotzei Dei Chavosom, they're still Ben Yotze. Haminig she'akur mevorach shalosh brochas. The minig is the Baal Kura reads three brochas. V'ashem in sheskim v'onim amen. And the olam is quiet, listen, and they answer amen. Yesh v'orachim omed. And one should make the brochas standing up. V'gam Hashem tzrichim lamed. Also the people listening should stand up. V'chein akur liyochid. Person who reads just for one person. Tzorach lomach brochas mu'ud has to say the brochas standing up. Yesh lifshet ha-megillah ki geres kodem shemaskel levorach. One should spread out the Megillah, like a letter folded up, so it all rolls one to the other. Kodesh le-yehefsek bein brocha le-kriya. There shouldn't be any break between the brocha and the kriya. Chole she-yochel l'shmoa kol ha-megillah, a chole who can hear the whole Megillah, yikor lefonov ha-brocha, they should make a brocha for him. Aval im hu chole kol kach, that it's possible he might not be able to hear the whole Megillah, then lo yivorachu avur, they shouldn't make the brachas for him. Ela im kein yesham gamachirim shelo sham v'chav lo tziv dei chavosim. Unless the other people there who haven't heard yet and they want to be yotze, so for them one can make the brachas, but not just for the person unfortunately is not ill enough, who is ill enough to not necessarily be able to hear all the brachas. Mishikvar Yotze Dechavosu, Kriya Samagila, Vakura Borchavar, a person who's already been Yotze, his obligation to read the Megillah, and he reads for someone else, O Avor Kaman Hashem, or for some other people, Im Leke Asora, if there are not 10 people there, Kolechon Vorachlatz, but each person makes for himself. See the notes on this, there are different opinions. Im Ikra Asora, and if there are 10 people, Echon Vorach Avor Lucholo. So it sounds like the person is learning for one or two people. We haven't heard that each one should make their own bracha. I think the minhag is that the Baal Kura makes, if there's one man there, the Baal Kura makes the bracha for whoever, 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, etc. But if the ladies there, then the ladies. If ladies only, then one of the ladies makes the bracha for the ladies, not the Baal Kura. Agreed? Rasha echad lavorach habrochas v'asheni yikra megillah. Possible for one person to make the brachas and another person through the Megillah. But tonight, on the condition that the person making the brachas has kavona to yotzi everyone, and the people listening have kavona to be yotze. But it's correct that the Baal Kura should make the brachas. If he reaches shul, because Baal Kura hischil kvar brachas, the Baal Kura has already started making the brachas. Or he missed out a word or two from a bracha. Yivorech atzmo. So the person has come late, should make the brachas for himself. The yizar l'saim ha-brachas. You should be careful to finish the brachas. Lifni shabal kuret maschil akriya. Before the Baal Kura starts laning. Carry on tomorrow. Emitz Hashem. Start your day. The Torah Way, Northwest London. Wednesday. Yud Beis Ador, 12th of March, Rabbi Menachem Liebman, Shlita. Can one be Yotze Megillah by half hearing and half reading it? This week's Torah has been sponsored. Lila Nishmas, Rav Ron, Ben Rav Mordechai, Zechron Lavrocha, is Yatzai, is this coming Shabbos. With this Hashem, Ma'achayim, Ma'achamosh, Shachsul, Voltaim, L'Shalom, Bim Heiro.
The shir should also be the Nishmas, my mother, Alei Shalom, today's the Yotzeit, Moris Miriam, Basarav Elozo. The Rambam, I thought the Rambam in Soif Hilchas Megillah writes, Kol Sifre Nevi'im v'kol Aksuvim Asidim Libot L'Moyis HaMashiach. All promises, all Nevi'im and Ksuvim will become bottle L'Moyis HaMashiach. Chutz M'Megillah Sester. Sh'harei K'yemes K'chamishachum Sh'Teira V'Kehilchas Sh'Altera Sh'Balpeh She'ena B'teinim L'Olam. Megillah will never become bottle equal to the Chamisha Chum Shatera. Afa pi shekol zichron hatzoros yibotel, other tzoros will become bottle, yimei purim lo yibatlu. Shenema, the posuk says, yimei purim eila lo yavru mitoicha yehudim, vezichrom lo yosuf mizarom. The days of Purim will never go away from amongst the Eden. Chofetz Chaim explains, it doesn't mean that the other Yom Tovim will become bottle, because the Torah doesn't change. But it just means the open nisim, which we'll see in Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully very soon, by the Geula, the great Geula Asida, which we're all waiting for, will be such big nisim that they will overshadow the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Whereas the Ness of Purim will always hold a strong place in Yidden, both in the past and both in the future as well. What is the difference between the nisim of Purim, which remain such a strong part, even in Losid Lovo, when we'll see greater Nisim as well. There's a moshel, the Gaon brings a moshel, there was a king who had a Ben Yochid, and everybody was jealous, all his officers were jealous of the king, the strong Ava which the king had for his son. It came to a time when the son sinned to his father. So his father drove him out to the forest. The son thought the father is neglected him. But really, the father was so concerned about the son, he appointed visitors hiding in all the various places where the son is going to make sure nothing happens to him. As soon as a bear came to attack his son, suddenly there was a servant there of the king to save him. He thought it was a mikra, a one-off thing. Next came one of the officers of the king who hated the child, who wanted to harm him. Came another servant of the king and saved him. Next came another wild animal. Now the child understood, these are not mikrim which happened. It must be that there's somebody behind there who's looking after me. Says the Gaon, the same thing is the difference between the nisim of which happened to Klal Yisrael like Chanukah, in a time when we had a Beis HaMikdash. There was times when the Shekhinah was clearly resting in Klal Yisrael. We had a Beis HaMikdash and we saw openness and greatness at a time when there is, we call it, Ha'oras Ponim, is a Gavalti Gazach, but La'osid Lovai, there'll be greater Nisim than that. Whereas the Nisim of Esther, Shteit V'Noichi, Haster, Aster, Ponai B'Yemahu, it happened in the time of Golus, a time of Golus Bovel, when it's Hest upon him. Hest upon him, we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ke'ilu, how he's saving us and caring for us the whole time. But we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still there. And that's why the events of the Ness of Purim were not openism. It was a chain of events which just so happened the king couldn't sleep. And happened Muhammad to be outside, and boom, they pulled out the right Sefer Zechrinus, and Achshveish asks, has anything been done to him? And the Nar says, nothing has been done to him. So it was all a chain of events, which just looking at each event itself, you can't see the Ness, but it was a hidden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for the Hest upon him, and that's what teaches us the Ness of Purim. So that is what's so special about the Ness of Purim, that even in this man, it's a Ness of Golus, even as man of Hest upon him, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not showing his presence clearly as he was at the time when we had the Beis HaMikdash. But he's there, Meitzis Ben HaCharakim, between the cracks, he's looking after us, and he's protecting us, and he's showing that we're not alone, and in every sorrow where we are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us as well. And that's what's special about the Ness of Purim, to teach us that even in the times of difficult times, Hester Purim Golos, still to see, to look for the Yad Hashem. One small incident I mean, it might seem not as insignificant, but I feel that how you see, look at small things, you see the Yad Vashem. A friend of mine went to Paris. He had to order some. He had to order some clothes, some manufacturing. So he ordered a car in Paris. Small car. I need to get around in Paris, in the main streets in Paris. All I need is a little car to go around. He came to the car dealers. No, we haven't got the small car. We've only got a large estate car. What should I do with a large estate car in the Paris, in the streets, in the industry, in the garment industry? I'm not going to get anything to get around. No brayer. He took that car. And then it happened. He went to the manufacturers. He wanted manufacturing garments. They didn't have the right material for him. He had to go to another place. And you can get the materials. He had to schlep all the rolls of the material from the supplier, and he had to bring them to the manufacturer. So, and he used every inch of his estate car. So a kabbalah, and we see sometimes you don't understand something. Sometimes things seem to go wrong sometimes, but you just look at the picture, the end picture. You see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking after us in every single incident which happens to us. Now, so as the title is, we're speaking Be'ezat Hashem today about, can you be Yotze the Megillah, half of it by hearing from the Baal Korah and half of it by saying yourself? So we see in Halacha it says, it says that everybody should at least have with him a chumish at the time when they're lining the Megillah, because at the time when people bang homon, you can't always hear some words from the Baal Korah, so you should say those few words which you miss from a chumish, at least. And if you can have a kosher Megillah, that's much more praiseworthy than those few words which you miss, you'll say from the kosher Megillah. So you see clearly that you can actually divide. I can be Yotze half the Megillah, most of the Megillah I'm hearing from the Baal Korah, and the words I miss, I'm saying myself. So that comes like that. This, the ones you hear from the Baal Korah is Shemea Ka'ina. I'm listening, and that's considered as if I said it. So half I'm being Yotze from Shemea Ka'ina, and half I'm saying myself.
You're not saying it from a Megillah.
So better from a Megillah. That is the best choice. But even if you are saying it from Megillah, so I'm saying myself, and part of it I'm hearing from the Baal Korah. The bits I hear from the Baal Korah, I'm not saying with him every word. He says.
But what you say yourself, you're saying from the Chumash.
Mute Baal Per is okay. As long as Roiv is from a Kosher Megillah, is okay. So you're Yotze with a mute. Miut from a chumish. Chumish is like Baal Peh. Chumish is like Baal Peh. But lachatchila, you should. That's why lachatchila, we recommend those who can have their own Megillah, it's lachatchila, because then they can say every word, even what they miss from a kosher Megillah. But whether you, so that is recommendable to have a Megillah. But whether you're seeing it from Megillah, whether you're seeing it from a chumish, the fact is that half of it you're hearing from the Baal Korah, and half of it you're saying yourself. And it seems it works. That's okay. That's going to have a whole Megillah. So that's, it seems, to Hilchos Megillah. Now let's go a minute over to see, what about Kiddush and Abdullah as well? I'm invited to somebody Friday night by Kiddush, and he says Kiddush, and I didn't quite hear the last few words. Can I say those few words myself? He says some of Kiddush, and I'll say, Shemer Koenig, and I'll say a little bit myself. So, Izazoi. It's at the Tshuvas Har Tzvi, that's from Sis Frank, talks about it. There's a Gemara in Sukkah, and the Gemara in Sukkah discusses about Hallel. So we're talking about Megillah, and now we've suggested what Megillah we know, you can have half from the Shemea Ka'ina, half yourself. We've now gave a Shaila, what about Kiddush and Avdolah? And now we're coming to a Gemara which talks about Hallel. The Gemara says, it used to be in those days when they said Hallel, the Shliach Tzibbe said, Boruch Haba. And everybody else said, B'Shem Hashem. So Rashi says, the Boruch Haba, we can rely on the Shliach Tzibbe, we don't say anything. And that's Shemea Ka'ina. So he says, Boruch Haba, we don't say Boruch Haba, we say B'Shem Hashem. And he says, he doesn't say the B'Shem Hashem. So we say half, and he says half. We say Boruch Haba, Shliach Tzibbe says Boruch Haba, he's Moitzi everybody. And we say B'Shem Hashem, and we're Moitzi the Shliach Tzibbe. So you see clearly that Shemea Ka'ina, you can do also, you can do half with Ambiyotzer with the Shlech Tzibah Borach Habo, and half, we say, B'Shem Hashem, and the Shlech Tzibah is the other way around. He's saying Borach Habo, and he's B'Yotzer from us, B'Shem Hashem. That's Halil. Now we're going over to a fourth case, benching. This is a Shulchan Aruch. Three people eat together, and nobody knows the complete benching. One knows Azonas HaKoil, the second one knows Aloretz Balamozoin, and the third one knows Rache. So it says, that's okay. If everybody knows one bracha, you can do that. But if there is nobody who knows a whole bracha, only half, you can't divide half a bracha hearing and half a bracha saying. Only a complete bracha. But if you don't know a whole bracha, then you cannot divide one bracha, half Shemea Ka'ona and half saying. So that is the question. What is the difference between Megillah, which you say you can hear half Shemea Ka'ona and half I say, Halel, you can say hear Shemea Ka'ona and half you say, and when it comes to benching doesn't work. I've got to know the whole bracha. And if I don't know the whole bracha, there's no Shemea Ka'ona. And in fact, it's not so simple. The Beis Yosef brings that even by bracha, you could say bracha is different, but the Beis Yosef says it used to be, the Rosh used to say, when it came to the davening, the bracha of Ava Rabba, the whole bracha he said himself, when it came to Aboiches Am Yisrael Ba'ava, he was Yosef from the Shliach Tzibur. So even by bracha, he divided, half I said, and half I'm Yosef from the Shliach Tzibur. So that's what seems to be a question here. If so, then what's by benching? Why can you not do half? I'll say till as on as him rachamim, and next person carries on for who knows in lechem. So it's like this: Rabbi Kiva Eger takes on. He builds it from a Gemara in Brachas, famous Gemara. The Gemara says, "So shaila whether women are chayoves menater with benching." The Gemara's maskana is women are chayoves with benching minat are chayoves. But there is an interesting agos hashri that they mechuyovis with benching minatera, but they can't say bris v'toira. Kviga asks, the Gemara in Bracha says, if women are chayovis with bris v'toira, they can be moitzi men. Two people go together to a restaurant to eat. The husband doesn't know benching by heart. The wife knows benching by heart. The wife can be moitzi the husband with benching. We paskin that they're mechiyovis because they're mechiyovis with benching min haTorah. So how can these Hagos Ashri say that they cannot be moitzi because they can't say bris and Torah? Those words are brischa shechasamta bivsarenu, al teiroscha shelimadetonu. They don't have bris and they don't have Torah. Answers Rabbi Kivega like this. Rabbi Kivega says, yes, women are chayovis with chayovis with brichas haTorah min hadmidr with benching min haTorah. But they can't say those words. These words, the man has to say himself. That's the Chiddush of Hagos Ashri. We don't pass like that, but that's what Rabbi Kivega wants to explain. So you see from Rabbi Kivega, even benching, I can say half benching, and the rest of them, and I'll hear benching from my wife. For a woman, and when it comes to Abrisko Shechasam Tabiv Sarenov Al Tirasko Shilmadatonu, I will say that myself. So you see that you can even divide benching, half being Yotze Shemer Ka'ina, and half saying myself. And that doesn't fit in with the Shulchan Aruch, who says if you know half a bracha, you can't. And there's another of Kivega as well. So by they bring it. Rabbi Kivega says also by Kiddush. That's another Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega says that if you didn't hear half of Kiddush, yeah, you can say it. Oh, this is the second Rabbi Kivega. So Chuvas Rabbi Kivega says that a very interesting thing. We don't do that. He says women who hear Kiddush they don't understand what the husband is saying. They should say word for word with the Mekadesh. We don't pass them like that. But with the end of the Chasima, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, and the beginning they should say themselves, because that they do understand. So you see here, Rabbi Kiveika says, Megillah is, Kiddush, Brochus is like Megillah. Megillah, you can hear from the Baal Korah half and say a bit yourself. Rabbi Kiveika says the same thing works by Brochus as well. Rabbi Kiveika says it twice. Once by benching, you can say benching yourself, and al brisro shechasam tobif sorenu, and the Rosh Hashanah say yourself. That's the one time Rabbi Kiveika says it, and the other time Rabbi Kiveika says it is by Kiddush. The women who are using Kiddush, says Rabbi Kiveika, they should say most of it themselves, because they don't understand it. Our women are much more advanced than those women. Those women those days didn't understand so what Kiddush. So he says, if you don't understand, you don't say it. So he recommends they should say it themselves. And the bracha and the beginning and the end, they should say themselves. So you see, Rabbi Kiveika holds that you can divide Megillah. So we've got three cases where Rabbi Kiveika said, we've got two cases which Rabbi Kiveika is adding. We have a case of Megillah. You can say half yourself, bit yourself. Hallel, the Gemara says you can say half, say Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem. I say Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem. And Rabbi Kiveika says the same thing works by Kiddush as well. And he says the same thing works by benching and Kiddush, where twice Rabbi Kiveika says by brachas, by benching. I say that I'm yotzei most of the benching from a woman. Those two phrases are bris hoshechasam tobif sereina voltir osh shmadon. I say myself. That's one Rabbi Kiveika, and the second Rabbi Kiveika. So the second case is by Kiddush. The women say most of the Kiddush themselves, and the end and the beginning they hear from him. So you're dividing it. Now there's an interesting. The Chazon Ish holds differently. There was a big tzaddik, very makurv to the Chazon Ish. You might have heard of him. He was called Rebbe Lior Dushnitzer. He was very makurv to Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said on him is one of the Lamed Vov tzaddikim. He was I think Meshkech in Lomji Yeshiva in Petach Tikva. So he was makurv to the Chazon Ish. So he asked the Chazon Ish, somebody didn't hear a few words of Havdalah, and I said the words myself. Is that considered Havdalah? Avdala, is it good Avdala? Is it Avdala ala kois? Is that good? So he writes in his sefer, I asked the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish said, no. Either Shemei Ka'ona, you hear the whole thing, but half, chop, chop, half I hear from somebody, and half I say myself, says the Chazon Ish, it doesn't work. And the problem number one, it doesn't work, and problem number two, it's not ala kois. If I hold the kois, so then we can say that you can say that is Kiddush ala kois. If I'm yetsa everything with this person, Kiddush ala kois, so I have a Kiddush ala kois. He's holding the kois, and he says Kiddush, and I say a few words of Kiddush myself. Where's my kois? So the Chazon Ish says that is an additional problem as well. So the Chazon Ish says, the story exactly which he asked the Chazon Ish, was this somebody made Avdala loud, and at the end when he came, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamavdil B'Kiddush L'Choil, he didn't hear. So he said that himself. Says the Chazon Ish, you're not yotze. Number one, you can't split half Shemei Ka'ona, half saying yourself. And number two, it's not al hakois. So we have here a machlokes between Rabbi Kiveika and the Chazon Ish. What's the din by brocha? Can you have half a brocha being yotze Shemei Ka'ona and half saying myself? The Rabbi Kiveika takes on. You by brachas as well, just like by Megillah, you can hear half from the Sheikh Tzibah and half you can say yourself. So Rabbi Kiveika says the same thing you can do by brachas as well. We had the two examples. We had both benching when the women are the wife or a woman is being yotze a man with benching, most of the benching, but al barisko shechasam tobif sarenu, al teirosko shilmadutonu, that man has the same self because they're not mechoyoves. According to the with bris v'toira, and the other case was by Kiddush. Rabbi Kiveika said then the women who don't understand Kiddush should preferably say the words themselves when it and just the beginning and the end that they should be yotze from the one who's saying Kiddush. And Rabbi Kiveika holds it's not a problem. It's called ala kois as well. That the kois which your person is holding, it somehow works for me as well. When I say a few words as well, perhaps the beginning at the end, I have the kois is enough. So Rabbi Kivega holds, you can split up a brocha, half saying myself and half being Yitzhak Shmei Koina. And the Chazon Ish says, it doesn't work. Because according to the Chazon Ish says, it's not a brocha. It's not, how can you have half? You can't have half. So either you say it yourself, or you Yitzhak from somebody Shmei Koina, but you can't split it. Just one point we're going to have to explain Rabbi Kivega. And that is, if Rabbi Kivega holds that you can actually split a brocha, I can be yitzah half, and I can hear half Shemei Ko'ina, and half I can say myself, then how does it fit in by benching? When at benching we paskin, that if somebody only knows half a brocha on a sakoil, you can't be moitzi till there, you can't be moitzi half brochas. If Rabbi Kivega holds you can split up by brochas as well, half Shemei Ko'ina, half say myself. So I already know the first half of us of benching. I'll say that, and the other one will carry on from who knows in lechem lechal boso. So here comes an interesting stipler. The stipler says that even according to Rabbi Kivega, who holds that you can have half listening a brocha shemei ka'ina and half saying it yourself, there has to be one person who's saying a complete brocha. If I say a complete brocha, then the other person can be yotza half from me and half saying himself. But if there's nobody who's saying a complete brocha, it's not a brocha. You can't create a brocha by one person saying it, by this person saying half and this person saying half. So therefore, that's how he explains Rabbi Kivega. So in the case of Kiddush, of Rabbi Kivega saying, I'm saying a whole Kiddush. The woman who wants to be Yetzer is Yetzer half through me, and half herself. But it's a proper bracha, it's a proper kiddush, because I'm saying the whole kiddush. Yeah? And the same goes by benching as well. Yeah? The women are saying their whole benching. The bris v'torah, I say to myself. Whereas by benching, if you only know half, then you can't be Yetzer half. So let's sum up what we've said. So we've said now till now like this. According to the Chazon Ish, there's a huge difference, there's a whole difference between brochas and Megillah. There's two things. Megillah and Hallel, you can actually, the two worlds, Megillah and Hallel, you can be Yetzer half and say half yourself. When it comes to brachas, the Chazon Ish says it doesn't work. Either you say it yourself or you're Yetzer from Shemei Ko'ina. So they're completely worlds apart. There's Hallel on one side, there's Megillah and Hallel on one side, which Megillah and Hallel, it doesn't even matter. If one Bal Koira, you could split the Megillah. One Bal Koira says half. Yeah. And the other half, well, somebody else, well, maybe Yotza, and the other half, somebody else will line. So it'll be Yotza half with Kriya and half with Shemei Ko'ina. Megillah doesn't matter because it's not Brocha. So you could even split them. Yeah. So not only you can be Yotza half saying half Shemei Ko'ina, we don't even need one person who's saying a complete Megillah. Like the Gemara says, Hallel, Boruch Haba, Shlesi says, Boruch Haba, and the next person says, B'Shem Hashem. So, Hallel and Megillah, there's no problem. Half Shemei Ko'ina, half saying yourself. When it comes to Brocha, says the Chazon Ish, you cannot split. You cannot have half a Brocha Shemei Ko'ina, half saying yourself. Brochas have to be completely, you have to be completely say yourself. And by the way, just a single thing, I'm seeing the thing at some point. There's a different something in the Hasidim, Nusach Sfat by Kiddush, they miss out, if they say a bit less, they miss out a few words in the Friday night Kiddush when Nusach Ashkenaz say. They don't say Kihu Yom Tchilal Mikro Kiddush. And there's one other thing they miss out that's beforehand as well, I don't remember that exactly what it's like, but that, it doesn't matter because that's not the main Nusach of Kiddush. The main nusach of the Kiddush, which Mishkom said, the Mekadosh and Shabbos, that is what the Chachomim fixed. This, there's in small writing, we have Kihu Yom Tchila. There's one other phrase that. So that's one. So if you happen to be invited by somebody who's saying Kiddush, a shorter Kiddush with nusach Sfad, and your Kiddush is really in the minis to say the whole Kiddush, don't start saying in the middle, because like we said, Kodesh Chazon Ish, don't spit half saying yourself. And half with Shemei Ko'ina. Because because it's not going to work according to Chazon Ish. You can't split it up. A brocha according to the Chazon Ish has to be either you say it or completely or you hear it. And these words, Kiyum Techila, they're not essential part of the Matzpeah Shetov Chachomim Baruch. So that doesn't matter if you don't hear that. So that's the shit of the Chazon Ish. Whereas Rabbi Kiveiga holds, no, brocha you can also split up. Brochas you can split up. As you can hear, I can say half Kiddush myself, and I can hear the rest of the Kiddush from somebody else. And two Chiddushim. Number one, you can split the, you can actually be Yotza, half saying myself, and half which I Yotza Shmei Koina. And Chiddush number two, it's called Ala Kois. Even though he's holding the Kois. And some of the words which I say myself, yeah, in the middle, which I say myself, I haven't got the kois in my hand. It doesn't matter. It's still called al hakois. So that's the machlokes between the Chazon Ish and Reb Kiveiga. According to Reb Kiveiga, it doesn't really matter. You can split a brocha as well, but on one condition: there has to be one person who's saying the complete brocha. Then you can split. And half I'm saying it, and half I'm being yetzer. But according to the Chazon Ish, there's no such thing. Either a brocha you say it completely yourself, or you yetzer shmei ka'ona. You can't do half. The only thing where you can do half is halel. The Gemara says halel, and the other thing, a case is megillah. Like we say megillah, everybody's because megillah. We say if you're going to miss a few words, so then that you say yourself. I'd like to finish off with a chiddush I saw. The Megillah finishes like Hudim Hoysa Oira Vesimcha Vesosain Vikar. Oira Zutoira, Simcha Zuyontef, Sosin Zumila, Vikar Utfilin. So Bisht Toira, we can stand very well. The Gemara says in Shabbos that Hoda Vikiblu, in the days of Achashverish, they were Makabal the Toira again, Me'avas Anes, they were Makabal and Nes as well. But how does it come in now? Yontef, Mila, Tfilin. What did the Gzeir of Homer, what did it have to do with Tfilin is now after the story of the Megillah? So I saw in Drashas Beis Dovid, that's the Mechaba of the of Nachlas Dovid on Bob Metzies, Gazim Rosh, he says, a big Chiddush, not like exactly it's brought down in the Mishaburi, he says that Homan's Gezerah wanted to kill all Eden, had a condition to it. As long as the Eden keep their Emunah, I'm killing them all out. But if the Eden agree to Chas v'Shalom, to shmad themselves, that's fine by me. It's only a problem Dos HaMelechein Oisim. They don't keep our mitzvahs. But if they would keep our mitzvahs, if they would, Chas v'Shalom, go over to our religion, he would keep them. The difference between Chanukah and Purim, Chanukah, it was a direct gezerah against the Ruchnis. That's what the Rosh Chodesh, Mila, Shabbos, that was the Halchi Hashmah against that. Mashenk and Haman, he knew what the Yidden keep mitzvahs. He said, the Yidden keep mitzvahs, we're going to have to destroy them. But only B'tznai, they don't kill or they keep their religion and they don't turn to us. So that's why, Me'avas Anes, now when it comes Purim, the mitzvahs, all which we have to do, is mitzvahs we've got to do much with the greater simcha, because it's through the Nes of Purim that we manage to keep alive and to keep all the mitzvahs again. So that's why it's like Yehudim, Hoysa Oiro, the Torah, Sosin, Simcha, Zu Yontef, Sosin, Zu Mili, we call it Tefillin. We've got to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us, not only physically, but he also, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Gevaltic opportunity that we're still able to keep these mitzvahs, B'Simcha, and all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bite and consider, receive us from all the Gezeris of the Goyim, and we should be able to keep all our mitzvahs like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. Rakhlani bei der Kasche im Rotz hat gesprochen, was sagt es ist Israel, die Kirche hier bei dem Tür, mit sich schnell mal, die Nöche fetz, der Mann Zidkoi, Jagdil Tür, wie Adi. Es geht all wie es geht, Asche, mei Rabo, Gott, Marco, wir sehen,